Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. The Crocker Art Museum is the oldest public art museum west of the Mississippi, with a history that dates back to the founding of Sacramento. This year brings a new era after its longtime museum director, Lyle Jones, stepped down after 25 years. This week, the Crocker announced that Agustin Arteaga will become the new Mort and Marcy Friedman director and CEO. He joins us now with his history in the art world and contributions he hopes to add to Sacramento's creative scene. Welcome, and an early welcome to Sacramento.
Thank you so much, Vicki. It's really a big, big pleasure to be here, and I'm really looking forward for many, many conversations like this in the future.
Yes, the first of many. So you are, of course, are no stranger to the art world, but you are a new name and a new face to Sacramento's art scene. So let's just start with an introduction, a backstory. What led you down this creative path to becoming a museum director?
Well, you know, this is a funny story because actually I didn't choose to be a museum director. Life chose this path for me. I'm originally an architect. I got a BA in architecture, and I wanted to do so many things, especially working in conservation of historical buildings. And I went into a master degree, pursuing a master degree on that. And when I finished my first year, I felt that what I was learning was so technical, and everything is how to keep things running, how to keep things up. And I wasn't understanding, you know, what was the history of those buildings, who lived there, why were they built? And so I said, no, I need to know about history. So I moved and abandoned that. I went into art history. Thought that I would be doing a master just to focus on architecture. And suddenly I was caught into the arts, and this is my life ever since. I got a PhD and started working in museums and curator exhibitions since 1984.
Yeah, a long career. I mean, you have been directing museums in Mexico, Puerto Rico, Argentina. Also, Dallas Museum of Art is your most recent spot. When did the Crocker Museum get on your radar?
Well, you know, I mean, at a moment of transition, suddenly, of course, I knew about the Crocker. Now, that let's say that before that. I knew about the Crocker, a great institution, a fantastic reputation nationally, internationally, with a very solid history, as you described, you know, the first museum in the West beyond the Mississippi. And I thought, like, I'm going to step in down from Dallas. I looked something to do. I was wondering what to do. And there are special firms that take charge of recruiting the CEOs and directors for cultural organizations. And they reach out and start getting some opportunities. And I said, well, this sounds really good. You know, I mean, it's a place where I feel that I can be very engaged with things that I'm truly passionate about. I want to be very closely working with curators, with outreach, with education, learning about the communities and working with artists, you know, and that sounded very attractive. And I have a big respect for Lyle. I know her for a long time, and I know how fantastic things she's done. And I felt this is an institution that is very solid and could be a great place for me to start a new chapter in my life and hopefully to contribute to the Crocker's future.
Yeah, it's not only a new job, but a new home. What stood out to you about Sacramento? Because this will now be your home.
Well, you know, Sacramento has grown in my heart, in my eyes, since I first came. I came to Sacramento for interviews the end of the year last year, and it was cloudy and raining and foggy, and it didn't seem like what is this, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
It was not
selling
the best,
day of
the
Sacramento.
Best selling day of Sacramento. I came back, and I've been here a couple of times, and the more I learn about Sacramento, the more I like it. I have to tell you that I'm so impressed with nature. You know, it's so beautiful to be surrounded by rivers and The trees is such an impressive thing. And I love nature in a different way because I'm a city boy. You know, I didn't learn how to hike when I was a kid or do things like that. I grew up in Mexico City, and it was a lot of asphalt and concrete. But it's been really something that has grown very strongly onto me, and I just love it. You know, I'm so impressed with the flowers everywhere, you know, and even you walk on the streets and you get these smells from trees and from flowers. It's fantastic. I just love it.
Yeah, the city of trees. When it comes to art and how people experience art, I'm sure there's been an evolution in your time working not only in the U.S., but in other countries. Do you think the way that people view or take in art has changed over the years? And I ask that as you are really kicking off a new era for the Crocker Art Museum.
Well, I think yes, in many ways, and hopefully for the best. You know, I think that museums for a very long time and maybe still have that stigma of being some sort of elitist institutions, you know. And I'm so pleased to see that that museums, we have really been working very hard to dismantle that idea and to prove how much we contribute to society. And it's not about teaching art, you know. It's not about making people. I was driving this morning to the museum in an Uber cab, and the gentleman that was taking me said, you know, but I don't understand much about art. I don't know. It's like, I told him, you know, you don't need to know and you don't need to understand. You don't need to learn names or facts. What you need is to experience and see how art has an impact in your life. And that's what I think that we are trying to pursue, because it can help in your mental and physical states can be improved with learning art. Kids can develop a sense of reasoning and understanding things that can be very helpful for them in the future, and that they don't need to be art history majors or anything. So I think museums have done a lot of that. And becoming very inclusive, and we all try to reach now for all communities to feel that they belong, that they're represented. And that's one of the things that I want to push forward in the Crocker.
Yeah, you officially take the spot in July, but I'm sure the wheels are already turning about the influence and the vision that you would like for the Crocker. How would you like to see the museum grow during your time?
Well, you know, I think that I would be very satisfied if I could, at the end of my tenure, say, you know, I leave the Crocker as an institution where everybody in this city and surrounding the region feels that they're welcome, you know, and not only that they're welcome and that they belong, but that they can see themselves represented, that they can see that their stories and are present in the galleries, because that's what is fantastic about art. But art, it's the reflection of a moment in time seen through the eyes of an artist. And they capture the best and sometimes the worst of things. And it's a good opportunity for us to learn about ourselves and about the others. So this would be a big satisfaction for me.
Finally, I'm curious with the political climate, the fact that could federal funding impact museums like the Crocker? And I ask that because the Institute of Museum and Library Services was just cut. Is that something that weighs on your mind?
I think that, you know, not only in my mind, I'm sure that NPR also feels what is happening in this moment. Yes, it's absolutely something to be concerned with, you know. But it's, to me, it's unfortunately to see that institutions that play such an important role supporting organizations that help the improvement of quality of life around the country are being challenged or dismantled. On the other hand, I feel that some institutions, and perhaps the Crocker is one of them, are lucky enough to have such a big base of supporters that have committed their lives and efforts in bringing to this city an institution that elevates values and elevates the visibility of the great things that California has, because the Crocker is dedicated largely to Californian artists. So I'm sure that institutions are resilient and they're strong and will come to a point when conflict hopefully will be diluted and understanding will rise. Mm-hmm.
Well, Agustin, thank you so much for stopping by, the first of many visits here on Insight.
Absolutely. I love to continue this conversation, and it's been really a pleasure to meet you and to be up in the air now. It's my first time in Sacramento. It's really exciting. So thank you to all the audience as well.
Agustin Arteaga is the new museum director and CEO of the Crocker Art Museum. He starts in this new role in July. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.